the whole Indian of Hakara Satoiv. What's the whole Indian of Hakara Satoiv? Why is it called Hakara Satoiv? It's Hakara, it's a recognition. It's like Mashma that you need to recognize the Toiv. Somebody gives you a Matan, you need to recognize the Toiv. You need to recognize it. It's Nelam. Somebody gives you a present, it's Nelam. You need to recognize it. What's the Godel Indian of Hakara Satoiv? Recognizing the Toiv. Well, it's Pshat. Somebody who's not makir toiv is a kid who use a lotion of kofi toiv, koifa ba toivosa shul makam a koifa, kfira. What's the whole sod over here? It sounds like that it's about something that's very difficult. You need a psakora, and if you don't have a kora, then it's the extra zach in the belt. It's like a koifa. What's the oimik? Oimik is a very big oimik of it. All you know across the toiv. Toiv is Rabban Shalom wants to be mashpia, and we find that whenever Rabban Shalom wants to be mashpia, so he's mashpia. And then Thakur Pasuk in this week's parasha, Vayishman Yeshurun, Vayivot. Yeah, Vayishman Yeshurun. Klal Yisrael gets shomein fat from Ashpa. Then Vayivot causes them to be boyet in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the more shefa the Rabban Shalom sending, the more a person tends to be boyet in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So pachad dekazach should be pun faket. All the kalkulim come from a pagam in the middle of toiv. So the sod in of Hakaras HaToyv is to realize that every shefa, to realize that every shefa the Rabban Shalom is sending, in that shefa lies the merdeka tainug, and the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mashpia. And that's why there's such a big, in other words, a person gets a hashpa, it's a gevaltig azach. You've got the whole chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole tainug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that hashpa. So maybe it's such a person gets to such tainuk that the sitra acha falektzach, the sitra acha covers it all and makes a person feel vayishman yishur and vayivot. That's the sod of the, who's the sod of this clipper? The sod of this clipper is Esau. Esau, the first thing we have between Yaakov and Eshkol, the first transaction, the first shakel atari between Yaakov and Esau that's written in the Torah is Vayivas Esau is a b'chayr. Yeah, Yaakov meaning got the b'chayr, Vayivas is a b'chayr. What's the sod? Vayivas is a b'chayr. B'chayr is bikurim. What's the sod of bikurim? Karas atayv. It's written in the Sfarim. Rashi brings down and Pashas Kisava. The first thing, b'chayr bikurim. First thing is the first nesina that you got, the first shefa, the first tuv. Toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you got, so that's all the Indian of HaKaras HaToiv. Bechor is the Indian of HaKaras HaToiv. Where's the Mokom of HaKaras HaToiv? In a place, where's the Mokom of HaKaras HaToiv? In a place which is called Ahor HaToiv. Ahor HaToiv Azev Alvonin. Hismiglish is the Mokom of where you can be Makkah the Tuva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now all the Hashpahs are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Helig of Hismiglish. Who was supposed to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash before the Levim? B'chayim, Chetei Egel, B'chayim. Why B'chayim? Because the B'chayim, the definition of B'chayim is Hakaras HaToiv. Like it is by Bikurim Mamish. You bring it to the Beis Hamikdash and you say Agan Tzazach. Look at the Ma'ar B'Shemesh, Arami Eved Ovi. He goes through the whole thing that how Lavan tried to make Yaakov not to be a Makir Toiv. In other words, everything he's trying to do doesn't go. To really, he tried to be oike the whole inin of Hakaras HaToiv. Look at the Mara 9 on Arami Eved Ovi. Mara Shemesh. And he says the whole mahalach there, the whole arichas there is an arichas about Lavan was trying to be oike the inin of Hakaras HaToiv. Esav says Yeshli Rav. Yaakov says Yeshli Kol. Everything I need. V'nosani lechem lecha. V'nosani begadil boish. Everything you're giving me, the big little bit, she realizes that everything's coming me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esav is Mevazah Bechayra. Esav being Mevazah, the Indian of Bizi Bechayra, is an Indian of Bizi of HaKadosh HaToiv. That's why Bechayra Behema, take the Bissam English, Bechayra Petarechem, everything has to do with a Bechayra of a person, it goes to the coin, Pivin Aben, everything has to go because the Bissam English is a Mokim of Ahor HaToiv HaZel Balavana. That's why in Yom Tov you have to go to the Beis Hamikdash to be a L'Regel. Because Yom Tov Rachmi Ancheleinu Yom Shekulei Toiv. Yom Shekulei Toiv means a day where there's Hakaras HaToiv. that they were makir the tuvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the course. When you go to the Bisham English, you makir the tuvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ante Evesi, Yvanshla, Yibut, Astar, Tzishol, the whole Nusach that he says when he brings Bikurim, that's the whole meaning of Bechor, that's the whole meaning of coming to the Bisham English. Bisham English was you makir the tuvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Esav is Vayivas Hasam Bechor. And the sod of that is that Esav is the Bechina of he got Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh was given to him. Olam Haba for Yaakov, Olam Hazeh for him. Shat is he's typhus that everything he gets in Olam Hazeh is him. It's not he's koifer on anything beyond Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is his. So Meila Shemaim Shemaim Hashem Varas Nasim Nimnei Adam. So Esav translates that Kipshutoi. So what the Malachim get from the Rabbi Shloilem, Havada they have to be Makitoi. But down here, Varas Nasim Nimnei Adam. Here it's Adam's zone. So there's no Akaras Atoyev. That's a sod. Ayibaz Esav Sechem Choyer. He's Mavaza Bechor, Mavaza Bikurim, Mavaza the whole Indian of Gilui of Akaras HaToiv. Therefore, right at the end of Kiseitze, before the mitzvah of Kisova, before the mitzvah of Bikurim, what's the last few psukim of Pashas Kiseitze? Pasha Bamalik, Zachis Hashos Lach Amalik, Baderech Mitzvah Mitzrayim. Straight from Achia Timcha Zeich Amalik, B'tachas Hashmaim Loi Tishkoch, that's the last words of Kiseitze. Next words, Hoya Kisova, Pashas, Hoya Kisova, Loras Asher Hashem Lekech Anoisimach. In other words, you moich amolik, he would start having akaras atoiv. Take up to makir the toiv. You have to be makir the toiv. If you're not makir the toiv, then it's avodah zarah. That's a big thought. The whole chet ha'egel came why? Moshe Rabbeinu told him, what was the whole chet ha'egel? First pasuk in Devarim. V'di zov. What's v'di zov? Shroy bzov shoyelam shnem al khasav basically of zov asul egel which when it says much learned if you must spia like that we don't have the godless of sechel we're living in the ace of around and therefore you can only see a kadosh baruch hu first if there's oini and suddenly and klal yisrael got upset in one go as such a ribui shefa so the ribui shefa causes vayishma in yishon vayivot that's what the helga svasema says that when does Amalek come to wage war with klal yisrael and then the pashas b'shalach. Pashas B'Shalach, where is Sodom? Pashas B'Shalach, the end of Pashas B'Shalach is Vayob HaMalek, Vayilochem Yisrael B'Refidim. So Hashemah says that because they came just before Kabbalah Zatoyah, that's why there was an eagle late. The whole reason why we made the eagle is only because HaMalek came and he pulled us his Zuhama. That's what Hashemah says. Without HaMalek, without that Melchom, if there wouldn't have been that Melchom before Kabbalah Zatoyah, there could have never been an eagle. That's what Svasema says. But she'll come to what we're saying, it's Heinei Nadvon. The eagle was made because of the Dizov, because Kesev was off, the Bizas Hayam. The Bizas Hayam. And the Rechush Godel, that caused the eagle. How did that cause the eagle? He's supposed to get you closer, the more Ashpoh you got. The Teretz says, that's why Malik came Lehilochem. And made her, therefore, that's why they made the eagle afterwards. Sod of the eagle is Shvius Aluchas. Shvius Aluchas was the Bechina Luchas Rishonos of Torah Shebikhtav. That's the Bechina of Torah Shebikhtav. And Luchas is Torah Shebikhtav. Torah Shebikhtav was a Mordeka Or that came down a Rivoy. It came down without Tzumtzumim. By Mamad Hasinai, the Oyers came down. That's not Mahalach. We haven't got the Seichel for that. So it has to be a Luchas Shnias. Luchas Shnius is the sod of Torah Shabbat Peh. The sod of Torah Shabbat Peh is the sod of Yagata, only then Matzasa. Sod of Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Peh, the sod of Torah, the definition of Torah Shabbat Peh, it's the Torah of Akaras HaToiv. It's the Torah of Akaras HaToiv. It's the Torah that's Megala that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Shabbat Luchas Rishonos, that caused the Bechinas, that caused the Vayishma Nishon, that was an aura that came down without Tzimtzumim. We haven't got, there's no Seichel HaGadol for that. So therefore there's a Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh works al yidei Yagata. In other words, Yagata means that Tzimtzumim, it's Kashas. The whole Torah Shebaal Peh comes up Pederech Sheila Tshuva, Kashas, there's a Hester, there's Tzimtzumim, Seichel Kotten, Oini, Anius and Torah. Hizaru Bevnei Aniyim, Shemehem Teitz HaTorah, says the Gemara. First has to be a Tzimtzum. After Yagata, then you makir that Matzosim. Then you makir that it's not you. You matter to Metzia, somebody else sent it to you. That's the sod of Yagata Umatzasa. Then you have Emunah, Tam. Sod of Emunah. That's the whole sod of Torah Shabbat. So how does Torah Shabbat Peh start off? Maseches Brachos. Maseches Brachos is the Masechta of Hakaras HaTov. Birchas HaNeinim. Shemayim Shemayim Hashem Aratzim Le'adam. Ayir Hashem Aratzim Le'ayim. So what's the answer? The answer is that only when you're makid that it all came from Hashem, when you make a bracha, then you can eat it. So what's the whole Maseches Brachos? Hakaras HaTov. It's Hakaras HaTov. The whole Maseches Brachos is Hakaras HaTov. So right at the beginning, the first daf of Maseches Brachos is the whole story of David HaMelech. He's knocking on his door. Am Chisrael Tzrichim Panosah. Oini. Am Chisrael Tzrichim Panosah. Oh, going to ask the Urim Tumim, I'm going to the Geschäft. That's Maseches Brachos. We haven't got Panosah. Oini. Oini. That's the Sod of Torah Shebal Peh. Sod of Torah Shebal Peh is Hakaras, to be Makir the Toiv, to be Makir that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Torah Shebal Peh starts with Brachos. That's why it starts with Birchas HaNeinim. Birchas HaNeinim is Pshat. When you have Hakaras HaToiv, that the apple came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from you, then you can eat the apple. I'm just saying Sod is Bikurim. All the Farshim, what's Bikurim? Makir that comes from Boin Shalom. Every bracha is a Bechin of Bikurim. Bracha, that's make a bracha. That's why when we mechay that we learned. That when Esav Ayive, Haditeni Nam in Adam Azeh, Gegessen on a bracha. And Nish gebenched. There's no brachas. Because there's no other Esav. Esav is there's no brachas. Because if there's no bracha, there's no Ayive, it's a Bechayra. If you mevaza the Bechayra, at that Suda, you don't make brachas. The same Bechina. No akaras atoyif. Shmaim oris nasa nivnei adam. Maseches brachos is not kiyus. That's why you have the chet ha'egel. The gemara and the chet ha'egel is the maseches brachos. Because we got the moridik atoyif, but we want makid atoyif. Because the maseches brachos is to be makid atoyif that you get. That's a tikkun for the chet ha'egel. So the whole lagat of the gemara is the chet ha'egel is takin maseches brachos. So that's the sot. So made it, therefore, that's the whole sot of Purim. That's why Purim and Makabal Torah Shebal Peh. What does it say at the beginning of Megillas Esther? B'yom Hashvi, Ketoiv Lev HaMelech B'yayin. Ketoiv, what's the whole Suda, Nashiris, all the Psukim, the whole Ashiris of Achashverish. The Pasuk says, Ketoiv Lev HaMelech. The Maral says that in the spiritual Megillas Esther, why is it Ketoiv Lev HaMelech B'yayin? What's the meaning Ketoiv Lev HaMelech? The meaning of Ketoiv Lev HaMelech, the union of Ketoiv Lev HaMelech is it's not a real Toiv. It's Ketoiv Lev HaMelech. It's a false Toiv. In other words, the whole Suda of Achashverosh was the Beis HaMikdash was the Mokom of Hakaras HaToiv. Achashverosh stopped building the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't stop building the Beis HaMikdash. Because all the Ribui, the Shefa is not yours. You have to be Maki that it comes from Hakaras HaToiv, it comes from Rabbein Shalom. So he stopped the building of the Beis HaMikdash and instead he made a Gansa Suda. And that's Ketoiv Lev HaMelech. It's a false Toiv. It's a Kofi Toiv. It's a Ketoiv Lev HaMelech B'yayin. And made him Nishinen and Sedosan Shel Achashverosh. That's the Bechinas Avodah Zarah. That made the Yegel. Yinenim Sedosan Shel Achashverosh. Two shittas there in Megillah. One shitta is B'nei Shishtachavu L'Tzelem. Other shitta is B'nei Shinenim Sedosan Shel Achashverosh. Nishtas Ha'ivayit, those two reasons. Yinenim from a Ketoiv. Yinenim from a Ketoiv. So you know, that's that. The whole vote is to show that, like Esau says, Yesh Li Rav. Har B'yosi, Rashi says there, Ma'yishlach. Har B'yosi Mimah Shanitzorach. Was Achashverosh saying, Yesh li, you know, like Harbe Yosef, Masha Nitzorach, no Akaras HaToiv Michlal, Alt Kimpin the Mensch, Kofi Toiva, where it comes from, Yod HaMakor, Kilu, Chas V'Shalom, and that was Mepnishanen, and Sudasa Shal Achashverosh was a Suda of Ketoiv. So, that was the Kilu, and therefore, Kimuva Kiblu goes on Torah Shebal Peh, the Medrash Tanchum says in Parshas Noach. You recover Torah Shebal Peh, then you massacre the Ketoiv. Because whole Torah Shabbat Peh is Yagati Umutzosi. Shas Matan Torah, Medrash Tanchumah is a Peldik Azach, Pashas Noyach, it's a whole long Medrash Tanchumah. Shas Kamalos HaTorah, they didn't want the Torah Shabbat Peh, that we cough alim haki gigas and Torah Shabbat Peh. Because Torah Shabbat Peh is Yigia and Amela and Dos and Yens. Pachadika thing to think of Klal Yisrael, they didn't want any Yigia, they didn't want any Amela, they didn't Baha Sinai, they didn't want Torah Shabbat Peh because it's Yigia and Amela. What's the thought? Purim, they want a high madriga than the Helig of Doridea. The vote is that Mamad HaSinai at Nerchush Godel, they were in a mode where the Bunch Lenin was Mashpia, Sheferav, Dizov. They were living in a matzav of Dizov. Achrich and Yetzim, Nerchush Godel, Bizas Hayom, and Torah Shvikhsav, everything was being pulled to them. Everything was pulled to them. They weren't in that Marechet Bechlal of Oini over there. So maybe therefore that was the Medarga Torah Shvikhsav. Hoba Purim and Shnei Nesos and Shachar Shveir, they realize that you've got to be Makhe Toiv. You've got to be Makhe Toiv. And if Rabban Shalom brought Murid Ga'oini on them, Hol Gezer, Laharag, Lahashmid, Labed, and then after that they realize that everything that we get, Chayim, everything that we get is from the Rabban Shalom. And what's that tikkun? The tikkun is Kimu Makiblu, the Makabal Torah Shabal Peh. Not ready the Makabal, Yagati, and Matsosi. If it comes from the Rabban Shalom, the way the Hele Gemara Naim is saying, to see where it's from the Rabban Shalom is the Oini, through the Oini. And then you point it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hele Gechazanish, it's once in a Toysus, for I don't know, Abed Zorah, for I don't know how long, he hung in some winkle here into the corner, so I was gebeten and cried to Rabban Shalom, Tfilah La'oni, and then that's how you got pshat. Yagati u'matsosi, and that's what they realize about Purim. And after they realized that, the Makabel Torah Shebaal Peh is mamish soon after that. There was a binyan Beis Hamikdash, because the Beis Hamikdash is the Hahora Toiv. That's the mokum where you make Toiv. The mokum that you make Toiv, that's the Beis Hamikdash. So when they learned, when they turned the Katoiv into Toiv, the Makabel Lehele Gatoyah Kilekach Toiv Nasati Lachem. When we realize it's a Nasati Lachem, even when we're working hard, it's mamish the same word. It's a matana. But you only appreciate that it's a matana if you work for it. Lekach is something you've got to pay for, you've got to work for it to get the money to buy it. So Baruch Shalom says that's how you do it. And then you'll realize if you make it into a lekach, that you may again it, and you realize it's not something that comes straight away, it needs tefillah. If you make it into a kilekach, and therefore once it's a lekach, you make it toif. Because once you have to buy it, you have to save up, and then you appreciate it. Then nosati lach. Then I'll give it to you as a matana. You make it into a lekach. Matsasi, then eventually sends it as a mitzvah, sends it as a matana. When you realize that, then you can build a second Beis Hamikdash. Because the Beis Hamikdash, like we said before, is a Ora Toiv, that's the Mokum of Akaros HaToiv, that's the Mokum of Bechira, that's the Mokum of Bikurim, and that's the Mokum of Akaros HaToiv. Maybe before Karbonis in the morning, what do we say? We say, Bechas HaShachar, Shkoyach, you woke me up, Rabban Shalom, Shkoyach, Matasurim, Shkoyach, Pekechivim, Shkoyach, Malbish Arumim, Shkoyach, Reikarot, Shkoyach, Sheikhim, Tzadigove, all the Shkoyachs, and then you can go into the Beis Hamikdash, then you can start Karbonis. The Hachana for going to the Beis Hamikdash is realizing that everything comes from the Rabban Shalom. That's the Hachana of coming into the Beis Hamikdash. Hakoras, HaToiv. Then you can go to the Har HaToiv. That's the Sod of Hakoras HaToiv, the Sod of the Beis Hamikdash. So Achashverosh, in between the first and the second Beis Hamikdash, he took them away from the first Beis Hamikdash, and it made a, they could have, if you don't have a Hara Toiv, then you could be Nene from a Ketoiv Lev HaMelech. Once they were Mekabel Torah Shebaal Peh, Yogati, Umatzosi, once they were Mekabel the Yegia, and the Oini Shebetoira, it doesn't come so quickly. So made it then it was time, then they realized that everything comes from Rabban Shalom, and then there's taka time to build a second Beis Hamikdash. So that's the sod of what he's saying. Avada Rabban Shalom wants to be Mashpia Kol Tuv. Kol Zman there's an Esav around, Mashpia Kol Tuv is Vayishman Yishur Mayivot. We haven't got the seichel to realize that the more shefa, the more we have to turn to Hashem. It works fakir with Esav around. So maybe therefore the Rabban Shalom brings us down to Oini, and then we point at him, and then you appreciate it. It's like all that's known, they're all children who are very spoiled, and they've got everything they wanted. They were the least mekayim kibud avim when they grew up. Least mekayim kibud avim. A parent who's a healthy mechanach doesn't give his child everything, doesn't chas v'shalom deprive. It doesn't, but the sort of chinuch is, don't give them everything. Let them realize that, you know, let them realize that medaf arben fazach, either going to think you're nasty, no, they're going to appreciate you. Because then they're going to appreciate. Bodek ha-menusa. Mamish bodek ha-menusa. Child's got a seichel cotton, so if you give, the more you give him, the more he'll be boyed. As he grows up, the seichel gadol, when he's when he's older and he appreciates it, then you can start giving him matanis gedolos. But when he's has to work, kafi the seichel of the child.
How do we balance that with whatever? A lot of times has like trying to make children feel like they're deprived.
Right? So if it depends where you live. If you're living in Lawrence, and you don't buy your child 5 bikes a year, so then you're depriving. Taka depriving a child.
That can say spoiled.
It's not considered spoiled, because the private, you mustn't don't live there. But if you're living in a place, your child mustn't get less than anybody else in the place.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to get more. You mustn't get less than everything else. If you're living in Sanhedrin Mechevet, so you know the neighbor's got a bike, so your Chippa also wants a bike. It doesn't have to have any. In other words, if a person can afford it more, he wants to have it, help his child a bit more. So then you give your child a bit more. You know, you tell him you learn a Perek Mishnah is Bal Peh, then you get this and this. It's not Hefka. Not Hefka that you can ask what he wants. And a child, like you're saying, a little das appreciates things. Appreciates even if small things. A little das appreciates small things. You don't have to give big things. And the older the child grows, the more he understands, the more you can be lucky. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah says. Dafke through Oini. That was the whole vort of the mon. Vayancha, vayarivecha, or vayichilchas amon. It has to be a bechina of vayancha, and it has to be a bechina of vayancha vayivecha. Everything that happens, and there's a toiv in everything. Even the Churban Beis Hamikdash, it's a pasuk in Eichon. Even the Churban Beis Hamikdash, licked the toiv in them. But you have to understand, you have to have your gear to understand the toiv. So Rabbi Kiva was the sod of Torah Shebal Peh. So he's the sod of the Yegiya. So he understood the chesed of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, so he left. He saw the Churban because Pshat is he understood the Toiv. He was margish the Toiv was licked in a Churban. He was margish the Toiv that licked in an Oini. Look what brought him to Yiddishkeit. A little water, a little stone, and noch a bissel. It's a mardika tzimtzum. But eventually he made a hole. Like that's why it says that the Motar comes bit, drop by drop. Like also this week's parasha. Yarav kamata likhi. It comes by drop by drop. Oh, but we have to realize if it comes in one go, it's like a mabble. The mabble was a rochni stick away that we're not ready. They weren't ready to be makabel the shefa. If you're not ready to makabel the shefa, then the person's boyet in the shefa. The rain has to come down drop by drop. Oh, but it's rain. Brocha. Bunchlam and everything licked a toiv. And that's a big mandrega to be makir toiv. Big Madrega to be makir the toiv. That's why it's talking called Hakaras the toiv. Person has to be able to see the toiv in everything. See that even if it looks like it's not toiv, it's only so that when the toiv does come, it should really be makir masik the toiv. That's the whole sod. It's the whole sod of the Bissam English. It's the whole sod of Yibas Esos is Abachayra. Actually, he didn't want the avoider. No one wants the avoider. It goes against Esau's whole Zach. It's nothing living in Yodom, it's all mine. I should be makit toiv to somebody. A person doesn't want to be makit toiv to somebody. And that's the Vayivas Esau's Abachayr. Kneged there, after Mechis Amalek, then starts the Likor. And so Rashi says now in the Tachas Hashem Levatitas Hashem Lekecha Besimcha, Betuv Levov, Meroiv Koil. So the Heiliger Rashi HaKodesh. Meroiv koil, ba'oi shahoy lacha kol tov. Pasha starts bikurim. Bikurim is hakaras hatoiv. Hakaras hatoiv. That's the whole inner bikurim. So that the person should serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu. B'ram meroiv simcha, because al pi emes, the toiv is the tainug. Rabban Shlaim's tainug and the bria. It's the toiv. The toiv is the Rabban Shlaim's tainug and the bria. And the tiny, so the person gets the toiv, he should feel a mardika simcha. The greatest means of dveikus in Rabban Shalom is when he sends you what's the hit. Rabban says is the chiyas. It's the chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabi Yochel. HaToiv is the chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the toiv. So the person is dovid to the chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the biggest simcha. The toiv that we get from Rabban Shalom has to bring us to a mardika dveikus and a mardika bechina of toiv. If it's not, so then that's the terrible color. But Chachis Amalek, at the end of Kisei Tzei, it should have been Pashat that we should have across the Toyah. It should be Pashat with the Mikurim, Bechoyah, it should be Pashat across the Toyah. That's also not just Parnassah and Ashiris, also in the Heilige Torah. The person must realize that even Rabban Shalom gave him a Zach, he worked hard, and he can think to himself, no, so it's Masik, no. So I worked so hard, and now I've got twice as the Kasha. It's also not a way to look at it. If I care, the Rosh Hashanah gave you matana, you've got to live in that matana, you've got to realize the toiv. The more you realize the toiv, even in a little piece of Torah, is the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send the person Hashpah. the sod is, that's the sod. The person's got to learn Torah Lishma, got to realize that everything Lishma means that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lashem Hei, that everything's come from the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beginning of learning the Heilige Torah Lishma. Okay. Seems like such a posh chazach, but Chazal tell us it's called Hakoras Atoyev. I suppose it's something to be maki. Sukkot is the Chag of Osif. Sukkot is the Chag of Hakoras Atoyev. It's a Chag in the Bessam English. Smachtem b'fnei Hashem l'kirich in Shivas Yom. Chag of Osif, stay in the Bessam English. Agan Tzavoch, the whole week of Sukkot. Bringing in the big hashpah, bringing in the roif koil into your house, all the tvua. Make sure you go to the Bismillah and spend smachtim b'fnei Hashem l'kecha, b'fnei Hashem l'kecha, b'shivas yom. In Bismillah, there was a mitzvah of 7 days, tilis luluv. 7 days outside the Bismillah is under the sukkos. Inside the Bismillah, the rice was ayin yom. Outside the Bismillah, the rabban in most of the sukkos. Sukkos is a place, a time to be in the Bismillah. Why? Because it's Chag HaOsef. It's like a Bikurim. You bring it into your house. So you got to first go to the Beis HaMikdash and see it. And I'll go to the Har HaTov. See the Bechoyer. See the Be'inin of Bechoyer. See the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And then when your person's so full, intrinsically full of his Hakoras HaTov, then you can start taking his Tefuah out. Yeah. That's the Torah Shabbat. Okay.